Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The co-director and producer of that documentary, and it's all about Sister Jean, who, oh my gosh, there's very few lights that bright in the world. TJ, thanks for joining us.
Lisa, happy to be here. Thanks.
Why the Cinderella Nun? Just because it was a Cinderella run?
That's right. Sister Jean's own life is sort of a mirror for that momentous run in 2018 of the Loyola Ramblers. You know, she came out of nowhere. No one expected her to be as big as she was. And she took the country and, as she would say, the world by storm.
And I had read what you had written about this, and you said sports always was a part of her life. And she was 5 or 6 when she was learning how to play ball from the nuns in San Francisco.
That's right. I mean, that's what I don't think people know that about Sister Jean, is that sports played this important part in her life always. It was a way that she could relate to students. In the 1940s, even, she was a pioneer in her time. When she was a teacher, the principal allowed her to teach boys and girls basketball, yo-yo, ping pong. She just saw it as a way of reaching into the heart and soul of a student beyond just the curriculum. And that took her all the way to her chaplaincy with the Ramblers.
So what's your connection, TJ? A fan? Were you one of her students? So why did you choose to be a part of this documentary?
You know, I am a proud Loyola alum. I didn't know Sister Jean during my time as a theater kid and pursuing documentary films. That took me out to Hollywood, made a couple big films. And then, you know, her book really just struck me. At 104, this woman had a New York Times bestselling book, and I just reached out to her. And then I started a friendship with her at 104. Dave Kang, my producer partner, and myself, we're probably the last people to meet her in her wonderfully long life. And, you know, she herself said it was time. She knew exactly, as a good nun would, when the right time for the right thing, I should say a religious sister should know at the right time when to tell a story. And so we worked with her for about 3 years to develop the story, the themes, who she wanted to be in it, and what was most important to her. So we sort of followed Sister Jean's life.
Oh, that's wonderful. We had conversations with her on this show as well, and I was always amazed that she had absolutely no hearing issues, no cognitive issues. It just blew us away that you could live to that age and live in such a healthy way.
You know, we joke that Chicago is an unknown blue zone in America. Not what many people would think of that. But she loved the city. She worked every day until her last moment. She was motivated. She loved people. And I think that's what kept her young, is no matter who was in front of her, you were the most important person in life. And I think Dave and I can say that ourselves. We were able to see her on her 106th birthday, so wow, weeks before her passing, and she still, I mean, corrected us, knew dates and names better than we did, and she inspired us at the last moment. She was still telling us to keep reaching for our dreams.
This is TJ Burton, the co-director and producer of The Cinderella Nun. It's a documentary about Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt. We all know her as one of Chicago's own. We claim her, but really world famous as the chaplain and biggest fan of the Loyola Ramblers. Who did she want to portray her in this?
Well, this is a documentary. So
right, so it's all her, right?
Sister Jean plays herself, but she was so funny. I said in another life, Sister Jean could have been a producer. She knew exactly how to put things together. She knew who, I mean, I think to be a religious sister in America, you have to be a entrepreneur. You have to be understanding who is going to play the best role. And so we were in Sister Jean's production. She kind of led the show.
That's beautiful. When do you think it'll be completed?
We are working on finishing the film now, and we hope it will be in theaters by early next year. So probably around the March Madness period in 2026. Or then it'll be 2027, not too far off of the 10-year anniversary of that exciting run.
And what was her connection with Bob Hope?
Yeah, Bob Hope was, and Dolores Hope's children went to St. Charles Borromeo in North Hollywood, and Sister Jean was their teacher. She tells a funny story of how she was sort of cast as the director of a children's program on TV. So this was like through USC. She was 1940s in front of a camera teaching a children's class and program, and all of the lights in the studio went out. So she picks up the phone, calls Bob Hope, and says, "Bob, I need a favor." And sure enough, Bob and Dolores came and supported them, put them in his private studio so she could shoot her children's special.
Did she get to see any of the footage that you had put together while building this documentary while she was still alive?
Thanks for asking that question. Yes, we at the on her 106th, we stopped by and said hello, and we showed her a couple clips, and she laughed out loud because there's some pretty funny parts, mostly because of her quips. And she said to us that she really thinks that this story is more important than ever, especially for young people. And I think that goes to her legacy as an educator. She was always just thinking about the next generation of kids. But this is a story that I think grandparents can sit down with their kids. You can learn something from the past, but you can also sort of learn this importance of like team playing for one another and the spirit of community and mentorship.
And is there a trailer done or somewhere where people could go see a clip, maybe a preview on a website somewhere?
Yeah, right now you can join our mailing list at CinderellaNun.com, and we're going to be updating that as we go. We just got off of a series of screenings in the Chicagoland area. We hope to do some more to support the completion of the film, and we'd love to hear from those who also love Sister Jean and want to learn more, so they can sign up at CinderellaNun.com.
How was the reception in Chicago with what you screened?
Wonderful. A lot of tears, a lot of laughs. It's sort of the best of what you could hope. I think there's, like I said, Sister Jean is a faithful daughter of the Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, and she was also a teacher, longtime dean at the Mundelein College. So we've been able to invite those members to come see it. And Sister Jean, you know, after 107 years, 106 years of her life, she impacted so many people in so many different eras. So it's been really neat for Dave and I to meet those people that she considered her sons and daughters, so to speak, throughout the years. And so, yeah, people are very grateful, and so are we.
That's wonderful. Great to catch up with you. Thank you for all the info. And we'll check out the website, CinderellaNun.com.
That's right. Thanks so much for the time.
TJ Burden, the co-director and producer of The Cinderella Nun.